Well, no, we'll go on and do this. This is September 25th, 1989. In Lexington, Massachusetts, with Richard Filipowski and Robert Brown, the interviewer. I think we could begin perhaps talking a bit about your childhood, some of your earlier memories. You were born in Poland. I suppose you don't remember that particularly because I think you were only 4 years old.
You see, this problem of being born is one thing in where, but where you were conceived is equally important.
Well,
and I've always wondered why this is not included in a so-called registration or certificate of birth.
And where were you conceived, you know?
Well,
were
I
told.
I think I was conceived in, let's see, my grandfather's large farm in Ostrów, which is not far from, I forgot the principal town there. Anyway.
How do you spell Ostrów?
O-S-T-R-O-W. You see, all V's in Polish are become V, all W's become V's. There is no V in the Polish alphabet. I don't know if I'm correct, but because I neglected the language, my mother.
And you came from a farming family? Was your
Well, my mother was not a farming family. We have to give both sexes equal opportunity to be explained. My mother's family claimed that they were high up in society, and their great-great-great-grandfather was killed by Tsar Nicholas, was it the third in 1830 when the uprising occurred?
The second, I think, yeah.
I don't know my Polish history. I wish I did. But that could be looked up. I'm now becoming fascinated with Polish history, having been in Poland. And all my childhood, I told my mother I'd never go to Poland. She wanted me to keep the language up. And she begged me, and she would cry, "Don't speak to me in English, speak to me in Polish." And actually, I got a free language, at least on a conversational level. I learned to read and write, but I lost that. I don't use the language
now.
But when I was in Poland in 1970, I realized what a tremendous background I come from. My mother's, first sister, run a successful business enterprise. I don't want to go into all of this kind of detail.
But they were a fairly successful family, your mother's family.
They were not farmers. But my mother married. Men were scarce. I've been suspicious of that. My father was a handsome, very handsome man who survived the Tsarist army. He was conscripted. Sent to Lake Baikal way back, I don't know, 14, 15, and he escaped and walked all the way from Lake Baikal, I think it's in Siberia,
clear
across back to Poland, just in time for spring planting. And I remember his telling me that the Germans and the Russians had taken all the farm animals, all the horses. The only thing left was a little foal or pony or whatever it's called. I'm not sure the horses. And they had enough grain to plant. So my grandfather went behind the plow. This is the story my father's telling me. And my father and the little pony were hitched up front of the plow, and they succeeded in plowing and sowing the grain and the harvest. And then my father told me that, I sort of held my breath, I felt I was going to cry, thinking about that little horse, that little pony.
Never mind
straining
your father.
Straining to help out. It was very touching for me, my childhood.
Well, your father, was he, what was he trained as? Was he just...
Well, he was in civil service in Poland, at least when Poland was free, finally. And Poland was desperate for small town administrators, so they